and a happy Monday to all Hank fans and family that's celebrating.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's feeling it. 21st day of the 7th month of 2025. 202 in, 163 left to go. 42 until Labor Day. 102 until Halloween. Fall falls in 64 days. It's going to be a tough week. Today is National Junk Food Day.
I like it.
I love it.
Doesn't everybody?
I think so.
Even if you don't eat it or you really like secretly despise it, you do love it.
According to some people, 90% of the food we eat is, quote, junk food. And then I feel bad and have to go eat my food in the corner.
We all sincerely love ice cream.
That is not junk food. That is an American institution.
It's dairy. Moo. It's National Get Out of the Doghouse Day because I ate ice cream in the corner. Invite an alien to live with you day.
No way.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really considered it.
I mean, what's their net worth? What's their credit report? Do they know how to change the toilet paper roll? You have to ask all these questions before letting someone move in. Hmm.
They may have an alien manager. I don't know. And I disagree heavily, but it is take a monkey to lunch day. It will not end well. You know it won't.
Yeah. I wonder where you go. That's just bananas.
Anywhere, but not for long. On this date in 1873, the first successful train robbery occurred in Adair, Iowa, when Jesse James and the James Younger Gang robbed the train.
Naughty, naughty.
On this date, also in Cowboys news, 1955, the Roy Rogers Show ended.
I do love a Roy Rogers.
On this date in entertainment history, 1972, George Carlin was charged with disorderly conduct and profanity after he used the 7 dirty words during a show in Milwaukee.
Naughty, again.
He did the 7 dirty words. They are...
Thank you, George. Okay, I think that's...
One more.
Crystal clear. Don't say any of those.
We did it.
They don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
That's
no
one
way.
Of the words, sir. 1987, Entertainment Tonight host Mary Hart insures her legs for $2 million. That was fun
girl.
Pop culture news in the 80s, wasn't it? And on this date in 89, National Day of the Cowboys coming up this weekend. Former U.S. President Ronald Reagan inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 89 that while on tour in Connecticut, Milli Vanilli, their background track goes a little wonky.
Uh-oh.
And we all figured out. Yeah.
It wasn't really true.
They're not really singing, folks. And we were shocked. On this date in 89, UHF with Weird Al came out. And I bring that up because that means 2 years ago was our anniversary of having Weird Al Yankovic on the show.
I know. It was a watershed moment. I don't know what a watershed is.
Chill with that. I don't even know if that's a thing. On this date in 1999, our buddy Charlie Pride got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Woo!
2011, the space shuttle program ends after 30 years.
Dang it!
And we never went back to space.
What about Space Force?
Elon Musk.
2023, Barbenheimer begins as Barbie and Oppenheimer are released on the same day. Back when movies were good.
We're so impressed.
I saw both of those. I mean, you saw the Barbie movie, right?
I saw the Barbie movie.
Did you see the Oppenheimer?
I didn't. That's
that is a time commitment.
I was going to say, it's huge. I don't... How long is it? Like 3 or 4 hours?
Longer than this show.
Mm.
Longer
no.
than this show.
No.
Long. Yes. Long.
Maybe if they paid
long,
me.
Long.
It's a long.
Long time to...
Happy birthday cakes on a Monday to Josh Hartnett. 47. We haven't seen
long,
him in a long time.
Long,
he was in some
long,
M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Okay.
Allie Landry, Landman, 52. She may be in town. Down the street.
Nana Kim worked right by her, I think, the other day.
There you go. Happy birthday, Nana Kim.
It's not her birthday.
Brandi Chastain is 57. John Lovitz, 68. Comedian George Wallace is 73, and Cat Stevens is 77 on the Hank fan front. Happy birthday today to Terry Gregory. Ah! There you go.
Waking up the Westo Plex.
It's going to be hot.
It's KB and Heather Lee.
Hot next.